You get a greater scar.
Schach, yes.
Scar.
Yes.
If you daven at sunrise.
Meitz Chama. At sunrise. Huh? Questions, let's go, guys. Don't be shy. That's right. Well, all right, go ahead.
How should one, as you know, if we're learning Gemara now, you know, we're going ahead, you know, with some bad thing, getting more skills in Gemara. How should one start, like, appreciating, you know, Gemara? How does one start enjoying Gemara? Like,
what do you mean, appreciating Gemara?
How do you start, like...
I'm a version now, and if it's a Chaim says, there is a difference between the Lishma of Torah and the Lishma of Mitzvahs. The Lishma of Mitzvahs is Lishem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lishma of Torah is Lishem HaTorah Asma. Not because there is a Mitzvah of Ishnantor Banecho, Shedivoteo Chadunim Reficho. Not because there is a mitzvah of Yisrael Alaylo, even though there hadn't been a mitzvah. So he should love to. The Rai is the team with Beneach, who is Esich, beside mitzvahs today, Harech in Godel. You have to respect him. He is certainly not Mahuyev in the mitzvah of Talmoteo, but Yisrael Alaylo, but Lishem Ateo Asp. So in other words, when you learn Bobas, so you learn about the civil rights that one neighbor has against the other neighbor. He's not allowed to put up a big machitze to obstruct the vision of the other neighbor. He's not allowed in the Yachbeah. He's not allowed, let's say, to open up a store that sells candy or groceries when in the next corner there is another grocery owner who opened it up for 5 years, and he has his regular customers, then he'll take away the panose of somebody else, you see. And if you may learn to overcome it. So, Mandi Moyeli Meve Hasidi, so, Yezoya Bimilarin Zoki. And I say, Shmuosan Alecho, a person is on guard to keep even his animals. And this bear that he dug in his own rishus from the possibility that maybe a neighbor will not know and mistakenly he'll trespass and he'll fall in and he'll get hurt or get killed or his share of his will get killed. So it's also because of the concept that one cannot say like Cain, Hashem Ochi Anicha, am I my brother's keeper? Of course, every human being is mechuyev to consider the other fellow, even one who doesn't know, Jew or non-Jew, even pagan, white or black or Vietnamese, to respect his rights. Even the biggest criminal has to have the right to. That the state should give him a lawyer to defend him. Somebody charged with premeditated murder. But maybe there is a possibility that this person was driving his car when it's all of a sudden, unexpectedly, he started to rain and storm, and then he bumped against the post, and he himself was injured, but another fellow was killed. Is he innocent? He's not innocent. So he teaches us the ethical values of after the Hakmah. Okay.
When does one start enjoying Torah? As he grows older?
He grows older, naturally. As he can understand, as he can absorb. If you send a 2-year-old baby to school and you teach him mathematics or physics, so what do we understand?
I know, what stage of, like, you're possibly, like, I know now, if I had a choice to go out and, you know, play sports or go learn, I'd probably play sports.
Okay.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point will I start, you know, enjoying Torah as much as I enjoy?
Okay, but as you go older, you understand you have to learn Torah too. And you also have to learn sciences and arts, music and everything. Okay.
Is it usur for one to study, let's say, science, physics, or something, on Shabbos?
Well, all the Rishayim, except for the Rambam, say it's not usur. The Rambam is the only, only one who says it's usur. Even though the Rambam was a rationalist, and he certainly had a positive attitude towards worldly wisdoms, not less than any other Rishayim. But he, the Rambam, felt that Shabbos is dedicated to Kedusha, to Torah, not worldly wisdoms, not even astronomy, unless you have to study for a test, so then the Rambam will be made. But otherwise, just for pleasure, so there are bigger pleasures. Torah learning is a bigger pleasure.
So you're saying they're allowed to study for physics test on Shabbos?
If you have to study for a test, even according to the Rambam, first of all, the Mechava Paschus, like that of the Shem, but even according to the Rambam, if you need it for a test, so you're allowed. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is matir to read the newspaper on Shabbos. It's not Nudem Dechel, because he has to know the news. But he wouldn't be matir to read the sports section, only the news section.
Well, let me answer this question, because I know I'm going to hear about it. Let's say a guy has to study 3 hours for a test.
Yeah.
Right? Now he could study Shabbos, he could study Motzoi Shabbos. So he said, I'd rather study Shabbos so I can go out on Motzoi Shabbos.
Go out where? To watch a ball game?
No. To be with his friends.
Let's say he has to study on Shabbos also.
Ah.
What?
No, the question is, would there be a nafkamina if he has to let's say he has to study 10 hours. So he needs Shabbos as part of his 10 hours.
He's adapted to his health condition and to his mental attitude. Unless, you know, he's a nervous guy, and if he doesn't watch sports, he'll be very nervous. He won't be able to concentrate. So then he's allowed.
I'm afraid we're going to have a lot of nervous guys here next week.
I'm also nervous, don't you?
That paper, if it...
What?
The newspaper.
The Saturday's paper, when it comes out...
The new section you are out.
No, but...
Oh, you mean because it was printed in Shabbos?
Yeah.
So then it depends. In the summertime, when sunset is about 8:30, and the paper is printed, let's say about 5 o'clock, you are out. But in wintertime, when sunset is about 4 o'clock, let's say, this coming Shabbos night, we're moving the clock, so it will have to be licht probably about 4:15 or something. So then it's also. Yes?
Why is it so important to know philosophies of other love?
It's not important to know philosophy. However, there is a din of Dhamma Shitosh Flapikas. If you are in a position, now years ago, only few were in that position, like the Rambam, you know. So they had to argue, have dialogues with Flapikas, and the Ramban had to argue, even to argue with priests and monks before the Pope. But today, many a person, even if he's not a big intellectual, he's not a good libertor, he's not a big philosopher, has to argue with all kinds of people and all kinds of themes. Rahman al-Islam, today there is such a reversion to the Deir Mabu that homosexuality and lesbianism is considered as a legitimate style of life. Imagine. I read today on the plane in the U.S. news that in one city in a certain state, the lower court ruled that an open act, a homosexual activist cannot be taken into the army because he'll have a bad influence upon his friends, and the Supreme Court refused to consider it. Imagine that. On the other hand, so there was a big fight. Now in the court decided to have a Hanukkah stamp issued before Hanukkah. This year, Hanukkah happens to be on December 6th, on Wednesday night. So that's about 3 weeks before Christmas. So it will not coincide. So in other words, many people will be captivated by the beauty of the Hanukkah level. And Chas v'Shalom, they might think maybe the Jewish religion is higher than the Christian religion. So there is such a big fight about it. In other words, I wouldn't fight for Hanukkah menorah. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecheinu Livracha did fight. So in those days before the establishment of Medinas Yisrael, there were many Jews from reform homes, assimilated homes, who didn't even know there is such a thing as Judaism. But now everybody knows there are Balichuri yeshivas. What's the purpose of it? So it doesn't fit the purpose that the late Lubavitcher Rebbe Avraham Mendel Schneerson Zecheinu Livracha had in mind. But there are some fanatical Lubavitcher who don't understand the difference between the circumstances then and the circumstances now. So they are still fighting, like the disciples and the followers of the fanatic Gutman, you know, who got from Rabbi Gutnik $10 million in order to disseminate his concept of Lubavitch. Rabbi, I'm very friendly with Rabbi Gutnik, and all he gives for Yeshiva's risk is $25,000 a year. And that I have to pull it out from him, you know. I still didn't get it.
We're having a rally.
Okay. Any questions?
If a child wants to go to like a certain yeshiva or a college, or
I can't hear.
If a boy wants to go to a certain yeshiva or college,
or into a certain profession that his parents are very against, but he feels that it's a good thing for him, there's nothing.
But he's convinced that it's adapted to his talents. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he doesn't have to listen to the parents. Doesn't have to listen. Yeah.
We learned in Hilchos Shabbos that that you can't stir food that's on the fire. You can't stir it because of right. So
even though it's going to be cooked after shkia.
Right. So
unless it's completely raw or it's completely cooked, and according to one Taneh, Rav Hananye, so even if it's in his Bashlo Kimacho Ben Rishoye was enlisted, he was afraid of being apprehended by the police of the time. So he didn't have time to cook it completely. So it will be Nechal Reim Yodom. So it's partially cooked. So according to him, even if it's partially cooked, so you're allowed to put it on the Shabbos Blech. Well, how do you pass King Machleg as a shame? So, in other words, some Rishenim pass like Hananye, and some Rishenim pass like Rabbon and Lamachmir, and we are Maker.
The Shala came up, if you're taking Cholent out of the pot,
Now, Cholent is Dovosh, Shemitztamek Viofele. The more it's cooked, even if it becomes burnt, the more enjoyable it is when it is eaten. So then it's muta. If it's like water, tea, so it's mistamek v'rale. If you leave it too much on the fire, it evaporates, so then you're not allowed to take it.
I was questioning, if the cholent is on the fire, and I leave it on the fire, and I take a spoon, right, now I'm going to be stirring the rest of it.
Can you throw it back?
No, can I take it out with a ladle? Is that your question?
Yeah.
And then by taking it out with a ladle to put on a plate, I'm going to be stirring out the rest of it on the bottom.
Sure. Unless he puts it on the counter, and then half an hour later he takes it. But if he doesn't leave it, he keeps it in his hand, so it's mutter. It's not a chazora, it's the same nisini.
No, this question is not chazora. The question is in terms of hagasa, in terms of stirring. And when I put the ladle...
Hagasa is something else. Because when you stir, you quicken the bishul, and you mevash more and more. So it's also. Or covering the pot. When you put the rim on the pot, you also quicken the bishul. So then it's also.
So is that called hagasa? If I take a ladle and I put it in while the cholent is on the pot, on the fire, I put the spoon in to take the cholent out. Is that your question?
No,
is that hagasa? Because I put the spoon in to scoop up the cholent, it's moving around the other cholent.
At the same time.
If I put a ladle in, it's pushing the cholent.
No, I'll tell you. It's a devotion is having. Because how much more will it become cooked? Very little. It doesn't care. So it's a situation of the yichmasle. So it's muta. Yes.
How should one view the way the Lubavitchers are treating Lubavitch Rebbe's cover? You know, the way what they're doing over there?
That they consider him as being alive in the grave? That's a ridiculous idea. It's a ridiculous idea. That because Moshiach is not coming from the clouds, he'll come gradually. Unless. There is one pasuk that says that Moshiach will come from the clouds, and one pasuk says, on the contrary, that it will become gradually. So the Gemara says that if Zohu, so then it will come from the clouds. If Loi Zohu, it will come gradually. Now, so he now is certainly not Zohu. The Minyan and the Binyan of Nisino Rabin are assimilated. And you want to be like Koragoi, the Mapai, Mapam, and many others, and the Shalom Achshav group also. Everybody, even some believe Orthodox Jews, so-called Orthodox Jews, like Joseph Burke's son. So he puts on film, he puts on a talis, he dances three times a day, he washes before. He eats, but in Asashkofes, he's completely secular. He believes that it should be in the United States, that jurisdiction over divorces and marriage should be a private matter, according to one's choice, and abortion, she also believes, should be if the woman wants it for convenience. So how can Moshiach come from the clouds? He's certainly lo zochu. So then he has to become gradually like the founding of the State of Israel that paved the way for the possibility for Orthodox Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael and become a majority. Imagine if in 1948 many Orthodox Jews, millionaires who were able to donate and build homes, there wouldn't be any problem with Palestinians. We would have about 10 million Jews. But unfortunately, they did not take advantage. And the Rambam says to Chachm in a letter, to Chachm in Marshaye, Zoi Zoi Zochatas Abisteinu, Shepomim Harbe, Bikiris, Divrei Hayomim Shel Amenu, hoyolem ha'achelus v'epsholus liknis eskolas esoya. V'loi milchamo, v'loi konu miyoron. Like in the days of Mazutra Hasheni, you know. So they didn't even have to fight. And even at the beginning of the 19th century, before Baron Rothschild, so the Turkish Sultan was ready to sell the Mekim HaMikdash and all of Yerushalayim. They didn't have Yerushalayim then for £100,000. No one gave. After Baron Rothschild, so Baron Rothschild gave £500,000 to build up Pesach Tikveh. So you say, how does that be saying?
Yeah.
Does it work? Answer your question.
In the Gemara of Brachos, it says that Rashi, I think.
What? I think it was Rashi Ben Gamliel, I'm not sure, he holds that if you eat any of the seven Shiva Minim fruits, that you have to say Birchas Mazon. And then the Chachamim say that you have to say Alamichim. So it brings in a story of
Yana Melech.
That they were eating, and one of the foods was served, and so Rashi Ben Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva to bench.
Yeah.
So Akiva, he jumps ahead and he doesn't bench. He says the bracha achron. He says al mechira.
On what?
On one of the foods that was served. Because that's what was served.
You mean on mizenes?
Right.
Or on grapes?
Bracha achron.
And grapes?
No, I think it was.
Al eitz v'al pi o eitz, the way I meet.
No, it was the bracha achrona, and I think maybe dates or figs.
Of what?
On dates?
I think maybe.
Dates is one of the Shiva meaning.
Right.
So it also requires aloeits val pioeits. Not bearing the fushes. Oranges, just bearing the fushes.
So according to Rabbi Gamliel, he says you bench on it. And the Chachamim say you don't bench.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we pass them like the Chachamim.
Right. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Akiva that why'd you stick your head into the machlokas?
Yeah, yeah.
So no matter what he held, even if he said what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, wouldn't he have been sticking his head into the machlokas?
He shouldn't make an issue. He can be naik like himself when somebody, I mean, asks him, not in the presence of other Chachomim, so he can answer. But he should tell him not to spread it, because other Chachamim, Mahamor, the Asfas, in other places have a right, you know, to paskin the way they do, like Ashkenazim and Sfardi. His Sfardi has the right and even the duty to paskin for Sfardi and Ashkenazirov, like Chavloi, so has the right and even the duty to paskin for Ashkenazim, but they shouldn't mix up.
What happened was that Rabbi Akiva answered that he had to hold court to Chacham because the Rabbin. But so why did Rabbi Shimon tell him not to stick his hand into the business? Either way, since he was saying the bracha achrona, he would have to hold according to one of them.
Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was convinced that the halacha is not like Chacham. Now, there is a stira between the Sifri and the Yerushalmi Neiris in respect to the posik, Risoso Mikol Adobo Asher Yagidu Lucho Yomen Usmeir. So the Sifri in Parsha Sheftim, Kishim Imrim Al Yimin Shu Yimin, Val Tchmeil Shu Usmeir. The Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Neiris says the reverse. Risoso Mikol Adobo Asher Yagidu Lucho Yomen Usmeir, So Ramban in Sifra Mitzvah, Shirish Beis, messed this to the stira, so he said no. It's Mar Machodel, Mar Machodel lately. Suppose one Chochem has a disagreement with other Chacholim on a certain din, as to whether Chelev Reines is muta or not. You know what Chelev Reines is? No, Chelev is osa. Shumen is muta. What is Chelev? Chelev is the part that surrounds the intestines. The small intestine, the large intestine. How about this, the membrane that surrounds the stomach? So most Rishonim hold that it's Chelev, and he is Chayev Echatos when he eats it B'Shevet, he is Chayev Kores if he eats it B'Mesit. Rabbi Yehiel, who was the Moreh Asre in the 13th century, so he held that it's Mutar Legamrei. So Mele in the Ramo in Simen Samadalet says if a guest from Poland, you know, from Germany, from Lithuania, from Russia, from Britain, from France, comes to Vineland and he's a visitor at the home of a Vineland resident, so of course the Vineland resident have a right to do that, because Hafleim Lucho Al Yemin Shu's male, while Smail Shu Yemin as much as Rabbi Yehiel, the Moreh Asre in the 13th century established a precedent, but he had nothing to do with Rhineland, so he's not allowed to eat it. Suppose he kicked fish in the same pot that 2 hours before he cooked Chelev Reines, so he's also. But if it's 24 hours before, so it's Nesin Tam Livgam. Nesin Tam Livgam is only Osami Rabbonon, so he's allowed. There's the halacha. Now, suppose, the Ramban continues, suppose one Chochem has a machlekes with other Chachomim, so they both have to go to the Rabbis, the Lishkas Hagozis, and inquire from the Lishkas Hagozis, the way today in Washington. If there is a disagreement between two courts, so they have to submit the question to the Supreme Court of the United States. And if the Supreme Court, after listening attentively to both arguments and giving them a chance to refute the arguments by the Supreme Court, he mentions his chayes, his evidence, his precedents from other cases, and they say, no, there's a difference between that which you mention as a precedent and this case. There is a minor difference. So then he's mechuyev to pass even for others, not only for himself, the Supreme Court, unless he decides to refrain, not to pass altogether, you see. Not like today, when a certain question is submitted, the Supreme Court, they just refuse arbitrarily. We don't want to consider the question, you know, of a homosexual, an activist homosexual, whether he can enjoy all the rights, you know, or as a military general, the high number of generals who are homosexual activities. This is what the Ramban says. Yes.
How are we as Orthodox Jews supposed to look at the scientific theory of evolution?
Well, I'll tell you. There are two theory of evolutions. The first theory of evolutions was conceived by Dr. Charles Darwin, and he conceived the concept of creative evolution, not mechanical evolution. According to the concept of the theory of evolution, so God Almighty, God Himself, in the course of millions of years, in billions. I'm sorry I didn't bring the mathematical computation. So it first created waves of sound and waves of light. Then many, many years later, thousands of years, so these waves of energy combined for nuclear fission and fusion into atoms. Then years later, the atoms combined into molecules, and then the molecules combined to form an inorganic world. An inorganic world. Then years later, they also by under the guidance of Almighty God Himself, so they combined to form a vegetative world of plants, but not of animals. Then years later, they by under the guidance of Almighty God Himself, they combined to form worms, bugs, frogs, squirrels, weasels, then finally mammals, then finally the crown of creation, the Homo sapiens, the intellectual and ethical human being. So, Charles Darwin himself was a very religious Catholic, to the extent that he attended Mass every Sunday. Then came Dr. Alfred Huxley. He conceived the concept of mechanical evolution. What is mechanical evolution? Out of nothing sprang out waves of sound and light. Out of nothing. It sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, but he conceived it. Then these waves of sound and light formed into atoms, then into molecules, out of nothing, and for no purpose. No purpose. Just accidentally, like that. And then they formed the inorganic world. And there, I mean copper and metals and so on. Then the organic world. First worms and bugs and squirrels and weasels and fishes. Then mammals. And then finally, for no purpose, we don't need a purpose. So they formed into the Homo sapiens. So undoubtedly, the theory of mechanical evolution is atheism, pure and simple. How about the theory of creative evolution? Now, the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Chesed, there are three types of atheists. One hoimir sheim shomere v'yisel choyso. Number two, one who says yesh bere v'yisel atzrim, avolim shnayim u'shloisho. There are a few deities. Not one. And then the third, Ho'imea she'yesh ha'me'achod, aval hu gufu ba'ot muno. He has a body and he has the characteristics of a guf. He has anger, he has passion, he has desire, he has love, he has excitement. Omar Avron, v'lomo kola zemin, v'leharbe, Delim v'tevim menu holcho bozua machshava levishiro v'mikroes v'yeseh mashiro v'agodeis hamshapshes adeh. It's very stunning and shocking. Why does the Rambam, if you pshute it means, the Rabbi says, why does the Rambam here call such a person who says that Almighty God is a body? He has the traits of a body, anger, revenge, kindness, and so on. But many great Torah scholars, greater than he, than the Rambam. And when Mosua Machshava, why? Because they saw the psukim, Yagod Hashem, hand of God, v'tachas raglof, kilibnas masi asapia, under the feet of the kavayochu, so to speak, it's like the diamonds, and even more because of the psuk, the goddess, like HaKadosh Baruch maniach tefillin, tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, I mean, ridiculous. It has to be interpreted figuratively. The Rabbi Yosef Albo, the author of Sefer Yekvalim, has another girsa, and that is the girsa the Sameach mentions that is found in most manuscripts. The Omar Avraham, Afal Pi Sheikra Machshava Su, that's the basic Jewish concept. Mikol Mokeim Hamalir Baze, Mipnei Pashtus HaMikrois, like Yad HaDishem, V'tachas Raglov, Kelivnas Maisi Sapir, V'yeser Ba'akudis HaMshav Shadis, HaKudis Boruch HaMniach Tfilin, Eino Nikram. So Bochon of Asaman once asked Reb Chaim Brisker, what is the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raibat? So Reb Chaim Brisker said that the Rambam holds that he never hapikeres his osnapir. Somebody who is unfortunately never without fault a heretic is also the cancer napiers. So Reb Chaim Brisker assumed that according to Reb Chaim's explanation, the Raivet is right. The club, the Raivet is right. How can you say a person who doesn't mean anything wrong, he only says something that he thinks has to be understood in a certain way, that is Nafias, why the Rambam held? I think there is no machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam is reference to someone who generally speaking understands that certain verses in the Torah have to be interpreted figuratively. Like the Pasuk, Horim, Orim, Dili, Subtsuris, Lashmayim. Towering cities, skyscrapers up to the clouds. He understands it has to be interpreted figuratively. Or like the Pasuk in Shaftim by Gideon, Holeich Holchu Eitzim Limshech Aleihem Melech. The trees, the vines, the orange trees, the apple trees, the pear trees, so the date trees, went to anoint a king over the other Eitzim. It doesn't mean over the other Eitzim, it means over the Shvatim. But Dafkeli Gabe Yad HaDishem, and with Taras Raglov, for some inexplicable reason, he interprets at Kipshiti. They chose, he's not an apicurus because he's faultless. He enjoys being an apicurus. Spinoza was a big philosopher. And Spinoza had the chutzpah to say that the New Testament is on a much higher level than the Old Testament. Can you understand such a... All right, when a black person says that, I can understand it. When Farrakhan says that the Jews are responsible for the fact that each black person starves on the streets, you hear that? Did you ever see a single black person starving on the streets, and he has a whole army of thousands, like Hitler. So how about Spinoza was a big philosopher? Now the fact is that the Rav in Amsterdam at that time was Reb Shlomo Tamora. The Biradil mentions him many times in Simen Tov Chofei in Chesh Mishpet, and he wrote the Peirush on the Agoda. He was one of the Deladeir, offered to Spinoza that he can write his Ksovim, but he said not to publish them, because that was shortly after the Sabbatitsky movement and the Jack Frank movement, and so if he publishes so it'll inspire many, many Jews to become Ishmodim. Become Ishmodim. He refused. What does it show? That it's not that he was forced by his own convictions. Now the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Masik and Halachos De'iles as to why the Halachos De'iles does not mention, does not count the mitzvah of Anichi Adi Shem Rechachon in Min HaMitzvahs. It is a mitzvah. And he mentions the Sefri Moshel Limelech Sh'omar Libni Malchus Acheres Kablu Malchus Omulhem Emeilonu Ma Chukecho V'hakach Nekab Malchus. So he said L'sirtzoch, L'sinov. Oh, they liked it. They liked it. So the Mekabu the Malchus. So it's a raya, it's a mitzvah. So the Ramban vindicates the Shitas Halacha De'iles, even though the Ramban and his Peirush and the Torah agrees with the Ramban. But he says that the Halacha De'iles has a reason. It's shayach to say, to mention the Yisr of L'Yisasek HaMolocho. Because without Ibir Elam, who says L'Yisasek HaMolocho, why should I refrain from Molocha on Shabbos, not on Sunday, not on Monday? Masha'in Kinir, even without an Yisr of L'Yir L'Cho Elohim Achirim, Onir HaShem L'Kecho, so it would be my tzavere. It's not just to say, oh, you have to observe Emunah b'Hashem because Hashem said so. He has doubts whether there is Hashem. And Rav Chisdoy Kraskes, in his philosophical book of Eir Hashem, also mentions two Asogs and Rambam. One like the Asoge of the Ramban, when he in which he vindicates the Shita Halachos De'iles. And the other one said, there is Shayach Mitzvah in a matter that there is prayer chofesh. So let's say, Ligabe, eating or not eating, not allowed to eat bacon or not allowed to eat reife. So then it's within his choice. But in matters of Machshove, there is no freedom, just as an emotional matter. Let's say sometimes when you sleep, you have all kinds of dreams, ridiculous dreams. Are you responsible for that? Because in his dream, while he was sleeping, so he dreamt that he wanted to kill a person. Does he have to do tshuva for that? So he had to. So then Rav Chisdoy Kraskes has the kashe against himself. How is it that the Gemara in the Braise in Miseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, he says, Hamumrim v'tiovim nenoshim begenim yudveis chedesh. And then they have chilek labo. Avraminim v'apikosim v'amum l'achis nidunim l'idere seyo. So it should be zefach. So he gives a teretz that this is reference to a mean who really is not convinced of means. But omano b'libe ein elikim hishchisu hisivu ein esetev ein gamach. Lifugu we say that when somebody like Spinoza says there is no God, everything is mechanical, like Dr. Alfred Huxley, so is not at fault, what should we do? No, but the fact is that in other matters, he is not convinced by ridiculous ideas, but Dabke in this matter. So in such a case, the Prime said, the Rebbe says that the Rambam says that it may never have a care. It's so cold. Never have a care. Sarantik is also not a care. And the this reference to the case where in all other verses, like Orim, Dilim, Tzuris, and the Shemaim, understand, it doesn't mean that the cities, the walls of the cities, reach into outer space until the moon. But it means it's Dibor Teirobel Hashem Guzme. But Davkeli Gabriyad Hashem, he interprets it. So then the Rambam says that he's an Apriyas. Okay. And the other question?
So in part of the question of Chet Adam.
What?
In the Chet of Adam.
Chet of Adam Magishin, yeah.
So in Marnevuchim, the Rambam.
Yeah, the first Marnevuchim. The first Marnevuchim. The Rambam says, I'll tell you what it says, that a certain cynical philosopher, a non-Jew, asked him the Rambam cynically, if you read through, even if you take a cursory glance of the account of the fall of man, so it appears that at the beginning, when man was created, Adam and Chava had no intellect whatsoever, hardly distinguishable from the brute. So then Almighty God commanded him, Mikolei Tzagan Ochotech, from every tree in the Garden of Eden you can eat. Umei Tzadas Teviro Loisech. However, the tree of knowledge, Loisech, Kibiyeim Acholcho Menu Moistam. And they violated his commandment. So Pisechot become sense. They violated, so they should be punished. How were they punished? By being rewarded. What kind of justice is it? There's a perversion of justice. So the Rambam answered him, if it had been written, Umei Tzadas Emes V'Sheker Loi Seichal, then your argument would be a valid argument. But it says, Mei Tzadas Tevi Loi Seichal. Good and evil we shouldn't eat. So then it's no argument. So Kreskes, the Fodi, and the Abner say, Yomole Likosom Rambam, Ho Yadvorim Alolu Yis Lisorim. If the Rambam hadn't written such externally stunning and shocking remarks, so then they should be burned, because they might have aroused to minus all the tmimim in the Jewish people. But I think that the Rambam means something else. The Rambam says there are two kinds of truths. They are what he called apparent truths, like ethical truths, where that to steal is bad, and to kill is bad, to shed blood. He throws fall down on the ground. So fortunately, if he's taken to the ambulance, and after being in the hospital for 6 months, he can function on a wheelchair. He's very lucky, but most of the time he dies immediately. Machine came in regard to ethical truths. They are all motivated by the hermetic approach. You know, Leon Trotsky was the grandson of an old Rav in a Lithuanian shtetl city, Harav Alech. My father knew him very well, he's a common member. So his grandson became the head of the Jewish radicals. So in 1904, certain Dileador were called to the home, to the office of the Secretary of Interior, and he said to them, I hear that there are rumors that the mob, the masses, are ready to make a pogrom against Jews, not only grown Jews, but even against women, little innocent children. You have to control them. So these Dileador, I don't know who they were. I think Rabbi Salaponi was there, and the Bishalevi, so, and David Friedman, you know, so they went, they called Leon Trotsky, who was a young man there, and he called him, so he says, if the wheels of the Bolshevist revolution have to be lubricated with the blood of innocent Jewish children, let them be lubricated more and more. Why? Because he was not interested in the welfare of the individual. There is a difference between the motto of the French Revolution, which took place in 1989, 13 years after the American Revolution, which took place in 1776, that the preamble to the Declaration of Independence declares man was endowed by his Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The first basic right is the right to live. Everybody has the right to live. Jew, non-Jew, pagan, saint or villain, even somebody who is charged with premeditated murder has the right to live. And the state is obligated to give him a good lawyer who can show that the apparently premeditated murder was actually unintentional. Suppose somebody starts driving the car when the temperature is 91 and sunshine, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, it starts to rain and flood, and ice comes down, and it's dark, he can see a thing because of the heavy clouds and hurricane, and all of a sudden he bumps into a tree or into a post, and he kills a pedestrian who wants to cross the road. Is it his fault? It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Some maybe he has to begin it. So that's the basic right. Then liberty. Liberty to do what? Liberty to be a human being, to make panose, to support his family, his wife and children, and his old parents who are handicapped, who can't move, who are on a wheelchair all the time, and then the pursuit of happiness. He wants to raise children and pupils in not only with that should aspire to build comfortable homes, but should aspire to inculcate the ethical concepts of morality. But on the other hand, the motto of the French Revolution was liberty, equality, and fraternity. What kind of liberty? In the fascist state, there's liberty. In Germany, under Hitler, there was liberty. Or in Russia, in Soviet Russia, under Stalin or Khrushchev, the regime, there was liberty. There was no individual personality. the human being was a chepse, an object, a minor screw in a big machine, and who symbolized the machine? The head of the machine. Rabbi Speer was a true pioneer of the concept of the French Revolution, liberty, equality, and fraternity. But whom did he send to the guillotine? Thousands of his colleagues, more than the noblemen, the royalists. So he was not a human being. He was only a minor screw in a big, huge machine. So what kind of equality is it, and what kind of fraternity is it? Okay. Yes.
So the
Rambam
says
they're
part of the Chet Adam. By
what?
That question.
Adam
Arishon. Adam Arishon, yeah.
The Rambam says that that you have to separate between the
realm good and evil and Emes Shekha.
Right. And he says says that Adam Arishon went down and he lost part of his faculty of intellect.
That's right.
And he gained the faculty of
super ego. Yes, so I said it means the diplomatic approach in regard to ethical truths and the scientific approach in regard to physics, scientific truths. There is not motivated by diplomatic approach.
True. Right, but according to the Rambam, the only thing that Adam gained was the conscience, the superego.
A conscience?
Yeah.
No, he didn't gain a conscience. On the contrary, he lost the conscience, he lost the superego, and he became only possessed of the ego and the id of his tigers, that's all. No regard for the other fellow. Yes. 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 Yes.
Is it considered ribbis? Or want to say thank you after somebody lends him money?
Lends you money?
Yeah.
I'm ribbis. Interest.
Yeah, then to say thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Interest. It's forbidden.
Yes.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Question. Question is, can a person say thank you if they lend someone money? Can you say
I'll tell you.
Is that ribbis?
There is a nisar of ribbis dvorim. Ribbis dvorim means verbal interest. So what does it mean? If a person is usually does not have a desire to lend people money, to help them invest, marry off a child, build a home, but the person starts flattering you. Ah! You are the biggest person in the world. No one is like you. No one. And because of that, he feels complimented. And he gives him a loan of $1,000 to marry off a child. And he says, thank you. So then he's able to nisa of ribbis dvorim. But suppose somebody is eager all the time to help out people. And he helps out people, and then he gives him without flattery. So then, of course, it's a kofetave if he doesn't say thank you. If he doesn't say, when I was a rabbi in Chaim Berlin, before I even got married, I was 25 years old. So the president of Chaim Berlin was by the name of Cohen. Cohen. What was his first name? What was his name? Oh, Morgan. Morgan Cohen. So he said, whenever I came to him, that he should increase his contribution to the yeshiva because it was waxing beyond, you know, its scope. from 40 students, it grew into 100 students. So he says, the Baal, my stomach doesn't let me. If I spend too much money, I start getting acids in my stomach, and I have to go to the hospital, and I'll need an operation. So I said, Rav Morgan Cohen, don't worry. Your stomach will not start producing gases. Don't worry. So he gave me for Chaim Berlin $5,000 in those days. You know, it was like $100,000 today. Okay, so that's in such a case. You have to say thank you. You don't say thank you, I cough a table. Yes?
I believe last week a question was asked about Sarah had more Ruach HaKodesh than Avraham.
That's right. Tofel Bimboy.
Right. Does that mean that Sarah was in a higher level than Avraham?
A higher level in one sense. Because Avraham symbolized the middle of Chesed. Sore symbolized the middle of Gvur. Sore is the mother of Yitzchok. So she inspired Yitzchok, not more than Avraham, to suppress his desire to live, in order to allow himself to be slaughtered on the altar. Now, Vayima Yitzchak Lavom of Vayima Rinani. So he says, Hine Yase, Hine Aoelo, Vayase Leilo, Vayima Yitzchak Lavom, Likin Yirele, Hase Libni. So if you shoot a, people think erroneously. I don't know who this says. The Rebbeinu won't point out this or not, but the real pshat is Hashem Yele Aseh Le'ilo B'ni! He's the seh! A human seh! Still, he was, according to Chazal, he was 37 years old and he allowed himself. So that's the middle of Gvure. So that's why Chazal say that Avraham was tofel lis. Because in certain circumstances, Gvura is more important than Chesed. Let's say if you apply the middle of Chesed to everybody, to the Palestinians, the PLO terrorists, the Hamas terrorists, that's Chesed, but it's too much Chesed. Too much Chesed. You know, in the Schanon, the Torah says, Adishem Elikim. So there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that it means Dayon Beracham. Dayon Beracham. The Ramban is chilling. And it says Racho Elikim. Dabra de Shalom Meishalemia. Be Dabi Ropare Melech Mitzroy. Be Shalach as me Yisroel me Arz. By Dabra Meishalif Nia Dishem Lemia. He me Yisroel is Shomer Lai. Veich Yishmei Nifare Vani Aralso Sai. By Dabra de Shalom Meishal Arim. By Tzavim of me Yisroel Ropare Meretzrayim. Lehitzi as me Yisroel Meretzrayim. So Rashi and the Kashi, why is it in the reverse order? In Potsit Yudalev, so Moshe is mentioned first. In Potsit Yudim, Moshe is mentioned first. And then, by Tzavim, the Yisroel, Tal Mishayim, Lehetzi, the Yisroel, Meras Mishayim. So the Medrash says, it all depends. If the mission is to talk to Jews, then the shliach has to be a rachmadin. Primarily, he has to administer the midah of rachamim. But you can't administer the midah of rachamim to everybody, to those who are gezeirah gzeiras, to terrorists, to Nazis, Germans, Stalinists. So it has to be dayan berachamim. So it has to be dayan berachamim, some rachamim, if you are convinced that by refraining to kill, to shoot a terrorist, so slowly but surely they will disappear, so then you have to apply the midah of rachamim. But in regard to Jews, even Reform Jews, like Shalom Achshav, so the primary midah has to be rachum, but a little bit of din too, not to let them run be shelled.
But the
midah
of chesed also sometimes is the one that you should
use. Chesed and rachamim is einach.
Right, so why
chesed, the chesed, the emes, nivgosh, what is it? Chesed, the emes, nivgosh. Just a meeting, you know, like the meeting between Nishayonu v'yamin and the Rosh Arafat. Chesed emes because tzedek v'sholem, righteousness and peace, noshok. They embraced each other, they kissed each other. Emes tzedek v'shomayim nishkav. Righteousness looks down from heaven above. And emes meras tzedek. The Medrash in the beginning of Rashi says, v'shor Shehachlit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livri Yisraelom, the time when the Ribbono Shel Olam decided great men Nasu Malochim Kittes. So the angels became divided into certain groups. Chesed Eimei Yiborek Mipnishi She'odom Gimu Chasodim. Every person, Jew, non-Jew, instinctively and intuitively is disposed towards chesed. Every human being, even President Clinton, is a bit liberal, but he's divashkori, he makes promises before the election, and then once his election, elected, he forgets about it, and so what's the pshat? The pshat is like this: there are certain individuals who are interested to take drastic measures, so the real truth in their own idea, whether it's real or imaginative, so should sprout forth. There shouldn't be any issues. There should be peace, liberty, equality, and fraternity at once, in one year. And they do it at the expense of thousands of good people, their own colleagues like Robespierre. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Emes Meras Tismach. You can take drastic measures. You want to be a truth, so gradually, like somebody who sows maybe 20 seeds, 20 kernels of wheat, or vines, or whatever, or oranges, so about 15 or more will go yibut, be dissipated by the wind, by the elements of nature. But if you are destined to sprout forth oranges and vines, and vines, so that there's the right approach, but to weaken everything like Robespierre or Trotsky or Lenin or Stalin or Khrushchev, that's a terrible thing. Now, the Pasuk says,
This week's past Sedra, Parshat Noah, after the Mabul, the Parsha lists the generations of Noah, and after that it says, Ish Kulishono, each man and his family had their own language. In the next Parsha, it said that the whole world spoke one language.
Well, that was their slogan. They are Mabul, so everyone was divided in his own language. Language does not mean just language, whether English or Spanish and French. It means his approach. There was a variety of purposes, of political, social, economic. Some people had the democratic approach. Some people had a monarchist approach, but an enlightened monarchy approach. And some people had the concept of a republic with two houses, a Senate and the House of Representatives, and some people had only one house, a parliament. A parliament like in Israel, you see, in America. So everyone had his own approach. But their aflogge, they wanted to unify all humanity, like Stalin, like Hitler, like Mussolini. And that is a terrible thing, because after the Mabul, so the Rabbeinu Shalom made the sun to shine through the clouds. Now there was a book written by Professor Imfeld, who was a Jew in Poland, his father and mother were Gera Hasidim, and Dr. Albert Einstein, and the theory of relativity. Dr. Albert Einstein didn't write one sentence. It was all written by Professor Linfeld to popularize the theory of relativity so that even a layman could understand. I also read it through, and I understood it, you know. If you care, you care. So he mentions the Pasuk in Noach, and he says that's one valid explanation. But scientists, physicists have another explanation, that the phenomenon of the cloud, of the spectrum of colors, the beautiful spectrum of the variety of colors, of black, blue, green, yellow, and then white, so was existed from Sheishes Yimeberis. The Ramban says in his Ramban and Ibn Ezra say he doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem such a ridiculous idea that the phenomenon of the rainbow to pray originated after the Mabul, just as the Brisbane Absol when Avraham Avinu took what? He took a tzipeah and he cut it into slices. So that originated only at the time of Avraham. It was at the time, but it's only a symbol. So here it was also a symbol. Okay. Yeah.
When a tragedy falls upon a person,
yeah,
how does one know if it's a coincidence or if it's a punishment from God, in which you would have to be a shooter for?
Well, Yehudim, Maminim, they have to believe that it's a punishment from the Kabbalah. But the Chavis Das of the Yeshivas, has a Perush, Sri Rameya, so in regard to the Pesuk in Eicha, with Pi Elyon, Ve Yeitzei, so in regard to evil, it's in the plural. In regard to good, it's in the singular. So the Chavidah says the Kasha, why? Either you should say, the Pi Elyon, Ve Yeitzei, Horois Viatevates, or Horavate, why Horois Viatev? The answer is there are two kinds of evils. There is physical, material, and political and economic evil. There is poverty, terrible things. There is death. There is sickness. There are all kinds of sicknesses, stroke, heart failure, and diabetes, which is evil. But the Ben Yishon does not decree that there's a certain person should die at the age of 10. He doesn't die. But the Ben Yishon is Mishia Das, so to speak, for a moment. In the melee, the world, the elements of taste, nature, take over. If the Ben Yishon did not decree that there should be a Mabu, the Ben Yishon did not decree there should be a Chum Baishresh, the Ben Yishon did not decree there should be a Chum Baisheni, the Ben Yishon did not decree there should be Alakas. But we say in the Musaf Nesre of Shabbos places, Ato, Amchadesh, Bicholyein. In other words, the Ben Yishalom, the reasonest why Shomayim and Oretz, animals and vegetative things exist, is not because the Ben Yishalom created it once, as Aristotle says, and then he let the nature take its own course according to the laws of nature, according to the laws of rotation. It's not like that. It's mechade v'tuvei my separation. If the holy, if the Ben Yishalom would mitzvahs for a moment, so it would revert to toil avail. There was not a Holocaust, was not decreed. But in regard, there you see it's always vatev, so ethical good, so prosperity, good health, nachas of children and influence, and authority and prestige, that is decreed by the Ashbore. But, on the contrary, good is Hakabli Shomayim, so that is given over to man. Okay. Yes.
What?
Should we stop? What? Lech lecho me'art lecho me'laitecho me'isoficho elohes ha'shareko ve'eska le'yigodil v'barechecho v'gad le'shmecho v'yibokh. The usual way when you take a physical journey. So what do you leave first? Your home? Then you walk outside of the home for miles, let's say when you didn't have trains and cars, for miles as a mere pedestrian, and then you reach the border of the city, but you still walk for miles and miles outside the border of the city until you reach the border of the country. Let's say those Jews who walked to Eretz Yisrael, it was called Palestine. So first they walked from Lithuanian city until they reached Turkey, until they left the city. And then after they left the city, they crossed the border of Kobne, also they walked till they reached the border of Turkey. Then they walked the border of Turkey for weeks till they reached Cyprus. And then they walked till they reached the Jordan. And then they walked till they reached Jerusalem. The Goyen took it, made it right to make a trip to outer soil in those days. And he went as far as Turkey. Then he returned back. He couldn't go further. He started to rain and to freeze. So how is it that the Torah mentions the reverse order, Mi'arzecho, Mela'atecho, just the reverse of Mi'sabicho, Elohot Hesherecha. The answer is, the Tzivah Hashem was not to Avraham to make a mere physical journey, but a spiritual journey. When a person walks out of his country and he comes to the United States, so the first thing that he forgets is the country. The second thing is his hometown, and then his father's home. Is the home. So that's in the reverse order. Now, כי מה שייצא מאחו הוא ירושך. וייצא איזה החוץ ובימה הבטנה השמיים, הוא שירה ככלים, אם תוכל לספר אויסו. וימה לי כוי יזרח, ומין בדי שם וישבר לסתוק. So, in the Medrash, there is a מחלקס between רב יודן רב נחמיין רבן. במה זוכו ישראל לברכס כהנים. ברכס כהנים זה ברוכה המשולשת. צוי ברוכס, יברך עד השם ויוחנך. יושם עד השם פונו ולכו, יברך עד השם ויוחנך. וישמרךו, יוסם עד שם בו נדולך וחנקו.
יוסם חושב.
יוסם חושב. So רב יהודה says that בזכות the first ברוכה, what the first ברוכה, to be an example to everybody, not only to the children, to the friends, but to be a מאיר הגויים, נשעתיו, an example. What was the second ברוכה? יורך על השם בישברךו. יורך על השם פנו, יחונקו. There are certain individuals who are blessed from birth with chayim. What is chayim? There is a fundamental distinction between chayim and yefi. Yefi is something that can be described. Why am I impressed by the yefi of Yosef HaTzadik? Because he was very beautiful externally and internally. I mean, the external beauty manifested the internal beauty. Beauty by itself that is just external, so that can be true of Isabella too, you know. Of Isabella too, it's only a hypocrisy. hypothetical usage. In the Haftorah of Shabbos, we say, Hamiskachim v'amitarim v'ganeis, acha'achas batovach, or a tree exceed acha'achas batovach, or achas batovach. Eichlei shekets v'arbo. When you look on television about Homewood, you see the beautiful gardens. It looks like the Garden of Eden, the Iron Fest. But if you come closer, Ben Hecht wrote a book, very interesting book, The Child of the Century. So he describes the filth and the hypocrisy in Hollywood. In those days you didn't have the aberration of homosexuality, but adultery you had, preachers. So externally they are so beautiful, but when you reach the center, you see the filth, the preachers of big people being adulterers. You know, President Nixon was certainly a nice person, but on the day of the inauguration, everybody knows he had an affair with Marilyn Monroe.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
What?
It's Kennedy, no?
Oh, Kennedy. I'm sorry.
Nixon was a good guy.
Nixon was a very good guy. And he was loyal. But President Clinton, the handsome guy, you know, the handsome guy, his face shined, and he happened to have a wife who was also very beautiful. So he had to have an affair, a filthy, foul, dirty affair with Marilyn Monroe, a psychopath. Emi Shugene, what do you divide? Eichli Shekinsville. Okay, fine.